So, what have you all been up to over the Easter weekend? Did you go for a bike ride? Did you have an Easter brunch? Or did you go out to the beach to sit in the sun? Common things, you'd say. Things we like to do. Things we take for granted at times. Things we may get annoyed about when other happenings block their opportunities. Basically, what I'm getting at is, how many times are you really aware of the blessings you have in your life? Are you consuming what is offered? Or are you cherishing it? In three simple words, are you grateful? I've been working on the gratitude theme lately by writing down at the end of the day what I've experienced that day to be grateful for. I find it lightens up my life. I have to admit there are days where nothing is scribbled at the pages. Days where I find it hard to summon up the energy. Days where my joints ache and my muscles refuse to cooperate. While I still wanted to paint that one wall or needed to get all that shopping. Days where my spirit is gloomy and wants nothing but binge-watch a series or binge-read books. But I guess those days make me human, and if I had the stamina, I should actually write down in my agenda that I'm grateful for those days too, for I sometimes simply need them to regenerate. My days can be a total mess of deadlines or things I still need to do without actually getting to do them, frustration settling in. Fear even to fail at getting where I so want to go. But you know what? It happens. Life can be amazingly unpredictable. When I think about it, I actually never know what my day will bring. I get up in the morning, recall what day it is and what's in my agenda for the day. I choose my clothing accordingly. I do my morning exercises when I have the time or think about it. I look at the clock to instruct me when to do what or to go where. And then suddenly something happens that jerks me off my feet, messes up my timetable, obstructs all things I still need to do, raises my blood pressure, changes my mood, and changes the expected outcome of that day. Until I sit down in the evening and review all that has passed and ask myself, what happened today to be grateful for? It's then realization sets in. Awareness, moments I missed, present themselves and make me think, maybe this was a good day after all. It reminds me of the temperance card in the Nanyarhu MI method. Temperance teaches us to stay in the present moment, to expect nothing, to have no attachment to outcome, to work what is there, and most of all, to be present, to realize what you have to be grateful for, rather than to sum up what you lack. Not wait for things to happen or to come through, but to live in the moment, in the now. To read the full version of this blog, go to energycounseling.nl, the blog being there, being grateful. This is Ingrid Schippers for Dutch Buzz.